Hey everyone, it's your girl Brittany here, and welcome to another Brit Positive podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everyone is doing wonderful out there. To keep up with us here, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, and Anchor, and many other platforms out there. Now, if you are listening to us on Spotify, Apple, or Anchor, please click that follow button to join the Brit Positive fam bam and download this podcast so you can listen to it on the go. All the links are going to be down below so you can join in spreading the positivity with us. Also, to show your support for the show, it would be much appreciated if you guys check out the merch store. We have some new designs coming up this holiday, so keep a lookout for it. And I hope you guys like it, because I do take the time to create these designs to not only have it as a thing to show that it's a merch part of the show, but more of something you can walk out there feeling positive and not just saying it, but doing it and being it and projecting that out to others out there. So I hope you guys like them, and they're soon to be released, so keep an eye out for it, okay? Now for our Brit Positive quote of the day. What is the cure for stress? Change your attitude and perspective. I thought this was very helpful for you guys. It's also helpful for me, because I feel when it comes to stress or things we're worrying about, it's all about what we're thinking and the situation before us. But sometimes if we shift our focus, we won't feel all that pressure and stress all at once, you know? So that is just for you guys to think about and keep in mind and hold on to through the week to come, to see whatever may happen, just shift your focus a bit and you won't have to feel all that at once, okay? Now, let's get into our show. You already know by the title, Staying Positive Through Hard Times. So what I mean by hard times is just that in life, we go through struggles, and one of that could be, you know, losing a loved one, breakups, right? An ending of a friendship, or losing a job, you know, or health issues, or just anything that impacts your life negatively. Ones that can even make you feel uncomfortable. Ones you feel alone. You feel like you're the only one going through it and no one else in the world is. You know, hard times like that. This episode is specifically to just tackle that and finding ways of staying positive through those times.
I thought this was very relevant because, guys, I'm going to be real with you, as I always am. I'm going through a hard time. Yes, your girl who's all about positivity is going through hard times. But I thought this was so wonderful to be able to share with you guys, actually, because, you know, in being positive and this whole thing about being, you know, looking for positivity, it is going through life itself. And life can be difficult. It can be challenging. It can have its lows and it can have its highs. But, you know, this whole fight in staying positive and looking for the positive is to help us through those hard times. So I just thought it was so relevant to share this with you guys, and let's talk about it and things we can do to help us through it. And I want to talk with you guys because it's been a minute. And I just also want to say, before we really get into the show, I looked at the Spotify Wrapped Up, I believe. It's this new thing. At first I was like, what is this thing? But I saw, and I noticed there's like 12 new countries listening in, and we have more followers. Some of you guys have me ranked as your number one podcast. And it's just like, it's not even about, like, you know, I'm sure there's many other podcasts out there that has like millions of followers and all those things, and good for them for sure. But honestly, I always came on here thinking, if it's just one person who gets to listen to my show and just, you know, get something positive out of it, it's all worth it. It's all worth the time of sitting here talking and editing and just getting it, the word out some way out there for you guys. And just to know more than 5 countries, it's literally 12 countries listening in, I'm just so humbled by it, and just out of my, I can't even wrap my mind around it. I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you all for your love and support, your positivity as well. And I don't know about the future, guys, but what I do know right now is that I want to keep doing this show. I may have some hiatus moments of not posting in a month, but, you know, life happens. But it's not something I want to stop at all. This is something I am very passionate about. And if I'm not posting a podcast episode, I'm definitely online sharing things, posting positivity quotes for you guys to help you through during your week or months. And yeah, we're all in this together. So just know I'm with you, and I'm all about supporting you. I'm praying for you guys and just wanting the best for everyone out there, especially for those who tune in. So thank you so much. Okay, so let's get into it. Like I said, I personally have been going through a hard time, and I really just felt like maybe we all need a little bit of an idea of how do we get through hard times when, you know, and stay positive at the same time. Like, you know, we're all sometimes going based off of what we're feeling in the moment. So it's kind of hard to do the opposite of what we feel when our feelings kind of are very strong. I don't know about you guys, but that's how I am. If I'm feeling down, like the last thing I'm going to be is like, woohoo, when, you know, I'm down. But what I've noticed and things that have helped me switch that feeling and mode are by doing these things, and I'm going to share them with you. So first off is prayer. If you are a person who loves praying, meditating, all those things, I, you know, highly suggest you do that. Sometimes it shifts your focus. It also can take that relief of like feeling everything is on your back. So I find it's just really good to just take a moment out of your day and, you know, just connect with God in any way you can and just really submit to Him all the issues you're going through. It's the best feeling ever of just letting it go and letting it be to God, you know? That's just one of the things that really helped me. And I know there's been moments I've spoken with friends where it's like not all the time you feel like doing that. And I've also am guilty of that where I'm like, oh, I don't want to pray. I don't even know what to say. It's so much going on. It's like, it's sometimes I'll even feel like I can't even talk in the sense of like prayer. Cause if you feel like with prayer, you have to talk, right? And even in those moments where you don't even know what to say or, you know, vocalize everything you're feeling and going through, even if it's just to write it down in a prayer journal, I suggest you guys try that just because it is just getting it out of your system. It's like sometimes some things we bottle up inside us, and it's the best feeling is just being able to let it out. So just that is just one of the ways I've tried where if I don't feel like able or feel like I'm able to vocalize it, I write it down and it does extract from me. Like I'm over it, you know, and I really like walk away like, okay, I trust you, God, you know what's going on, and I'm gonna be okay. Good, you know? There's actually this exercise I saw online of a sermon where this guy was saying like, write your problems and put it in a box. And like, you can write on the box, like it can be a small little box, maybe even an empty tissue box if you find one, right? And write, give it to God. So anything you're going through, right? It just kind of, I believe it was a good exercise for some time that I was doing it, because you are literally writing it, and it's something that you're carrying. And so when you put it in the box, you're literally letting it go. And if any time you see that you're taking it up again, you have to physically take up that paper and say, am I really going to carry this around with me, or am I going to put it in the box and give it to God? It was a very cool perspective for me when it's like, wow, sometimes when I do think I'm giving it to God, I'm actually taking it back from Him. Like, no, you can't handle this. Let me just stress about it more. Like, no, if we're giving it to God, we don't want to stress about it anymore. So, you know, if it's even to make that box, whether it's a small tissue box or whatever you can find, and write whatever situations that are bothering you or something you're praying for, but you're carrying it a lot and it's getting you worried or anxious or stressed out, write it down, put it in the box that says give it to God, and leave it there. And when you put it there, it's supposed to stay there because you're trusting God that He heard you, He's with you, and you're not going to take it on. You're not going to let it burden you anymore. So that's one thing that also you can do as well. If you know, if you're not in the mood to pray, or if you don't even know what to say in writing, if it's just simple as writing it down and putting it in a box and give it to God, that could just be your little interaction with Him in being, you know, in the process of getting rid of that situation out of your system and looking forward to better. The next one I got for you guys is going out. I find that sometimes a change of scenery is just very therapeutic in that way of just getting out of your normal routine, because sometimes I find we get stuck in a pattern of just what we do. I notice some people, if you ask them, hey, what are you doing? And it's the same thing they keep telling you, like, oh, going to work and going home and watching Netflix, or, oh, going to work, going to the gym, and then going home and eating dinner. And it's just like they'd be saying the same exact thing all the time. And it's just like I realized for me too, it's like we're always just doing the same thing half the time. For what I would like to suggest is, you know, change the scenery a bit. Sometimes instead of just going home right after work, if it's just to stop at a park and sit down and look at the sky. I think it was the other day where I just like tilt my head up, as you know, just to stretch it. And I couldn't believe that. I was like, when was the last time I looked up at the sky? You know, I'm here stretching my neck, but it's like, huh, that's the sky, you know, and it's beautiful and wonderful. And it's like, you know, but sometimes our head is down on the phone, or we're too busy at just looking at everything that's in front of us. But it's like, when do we actually tilt our head up and look up, you know, and really appreciate the beauty that's around us? So, you know, and sometimes you can make a schedule for it, you know, say, you know what, I am going to go look up at the sky for like 5 minutes during lunchtime, just to like change my scenery and change my perspective, because it really takes you out of this like bubble that we sometimes walk in. And we're in, you know, that stress bubble that we created because of everything that's going on around us. But like just looking up at the sky itself, guys, or looking at the trees, it all kind of just brings the fact that like you're alive. This is a life. This is a whole planet we're living on. We don't even know how we got here. And it just makes you realize life is way bigger than what you can even fathom. And so it just helps you relax a bit more, knowing like, hey, you shouldn't take on everything, because you didn't make half of what's around you. You're just existing, and in that you need to enjoy it and live life to the fullest and just go out, change the scenery. Another one I got for you guys here is pamper yourself, you know, have a shower. I know we all take a shower and stuff, but I just believe even like cleansing your body and eating healthy and drinking water and all those things, and just all the things to help your body, is such a positive thing to do during hard times, because you're still needing to take care of yourself. And I find that a lot of people, when they're going through hard times, they just kind of forget to do those basic things at that. And, you know, I'm just here to encourage you guys, continue doing it and even take it a step further. Get your hair done if you can. You know, get your feet done, you know, pedicure, manicure, you know, whatever it is to help your body relax, you know, get a massage, you know, all of those things. I find it's just, is you to also like help your body process what you're going through, you know, and sometimes our body will like absorb so much, not just mentally, but physically. We'll be like, our body might be in like a fight or flight mode, and it's hard to relax. You know, you try deep breathing and yoga, and that could be good too. That can also help. But if that's not working, definitely try a massage. You know, definitely try, like, if you don't, you know, want to go to someone, you know, massaging you, of course, there's these machines that can help just like massage your back or your foot, whatever it is. Even if it's just like little mass facials to kind of just like have your face, you know, get moist, and you know, whatever it is, just anything to pamper yourself and just take care of your skin, to take care of your body, even the way you eat, and you know, water, drink lots of fluids, things like that. It's just a way to just keep the fact that you ate, even though you're going through a hard time, your body needs to be healthy, your body needs to be good. So I encourage you guys to do that, and just watch how once your body is still strong, it's kind of helps you fight against all those things that might be bothering you. Because if you allow the situation to affect your mental and physical health, you're just deteriorating, and it just gets worse and worse. But if you are still fighting back, not based off of maybe you can't change the situation, but you know you can control on how you react to it and what you're going to do for you, and that is to take care of you, you will have a better way and chance of fighting it. I'm telling you, just keep going. Don't neglect yourself. Take care of yourself through the hard times, okay? Another one I got for you guys is hang out with your pet. So if you guys have a pet, whether it's a fish, a turtle, a hamster, a rabbit, a cat, a dog, you name it, there's many pets out there. Get a pet or just spend more time with your pet. For me, as recently I'm going through a couple of things myself, and honestly, I've been very in and out, you know, going to work, coming home, things like that. But this time around, I've been a bit home recently, and just my little Abigail, my sweet Abigail, she stayed up with me like until 4 a.m. when I was watching with my brother the Netflix show Wednesday. So good, you guys. I recommend it. You definitely should check it out. It's a really good show. But she was up with me, and she was on my lap all night, and you know, she's a little she's just a little bundle of joy. She's like a baby, so she'll flip on her back and have her tummy out, and I rub it, and she's such a snuggle bug. And that in itself just like helped get me out of like that negative headspace and just appreciate the sweet little dog girl I have. And she's just honestly just the way she's not worried about things, like, you know, it's funny, it's like they don't have to worry about anything, we just have to take care of them. But even so, it gave me a perspective of like, if I'm taking care of her and the way she's able to sleep, like she's not wondering when her next meal is, she's not wondering, you know, when is she gonna have water or when she's gonna get a new toy or treat. She's just living life and enjoying it. And just that alone, just seeing her just super happy and full of peace and joy, it does influence my thinking of like, if she can enjoy life, so can I, you know, just little things like that. It changes your perspective. It changes you from being so hard on yourself about situations that's going on and really looking at the fact that like, hey, life is not that bad. So if my dog can enjoy it, so can I. So, you know, check out your pets, look at them and how they're living. Look at the fact that they're like, okay, you know, and just to see that they're okay, it can just reflect and give you a peace in mind of just like, you're gonna be okay too. Another suggestion I got for you guys is set goals. So sometimes in the hard times, the last thing you want to do, I find, is look forward to anything, because you're so distracted with the situation that you're going through and you're dealing with. But I truly encourage you guys to set goals even in the midst of all of it, because there's just something about looking forward to something. It kind of breaks your concentration in thinking the situation is only going to be what it is and what you're in. When you set goals, you're literally telling yourself in a small way of, you're going to get past this. This is not going to stay forever. I'm going to move forward. I will get through this, you know? So setting goals is just one of those things that is a reminder. It's something to look forward to. It's something to continue. It's something to let your mind know and yourself know, in a sense of just, like, this isn't it, there's more to come, and I can do it, and I'll get through this, and, you know, I'm going to look forward to more, because I'm hoping and striving for more, and for more good, for more positivity, for more success, for more, you know, friendship, for more relationships, for more good health, and all those things. You know, when you project that in just setting, you know, whatever, small goals, big goals, it could just help lift you up from whatever you're feeling in that moment, to like saying, okay, well, I'm not going to stay in this little, you know, ditch anymore. I'm getting out and I'm going to keep going, you know? And that in itself is just a nice little motivator, big or small. If it's even to say, okay, I'm going to start going to the gym, and it's something you've been looking forward to doing, but you just haven't got around it, plus the situation is just, you know, stressing you out like crazy, go to the gym. That's the small goal you're stepping forward in. That's something you're gonna do, and you just keep making more goals to just walk into. It doesn't have to be some major goal like, I'm gonna travel the world one day. I mean, that's a good goal, but even if it's just little goals, it helps you get out of feeling stress and help you dealing with the hard times. It's to still project in your mind that you still gotta live, you still gotta keep going. So that's one of those that I think are very helpful. It's helped me, and it's still something I'm doing. If it's just small goals a day, it does wonders for me, you guys, I'm telling you. The next one I have for you guys is watch your favorite movies or read your favorite book. I thought that was really fun too, because as of recently as well, I've been watching Guardians of the Galaxy. You guys already know I'm a Marvel fan, as you already know. I love my Marvel movies and shows here and there. But yeah, as of recently, I don't know why, but it's a comfort thing for me. I can't help but watching Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. And as of recently today, my brother just showed me Guardians of the Galaxy 3 trailer coming out. And I have mixed feelings in that I am so excited to see it, but I'm also sad because I feel like this is the last one, I believe I heard. But if they end it well, I won't be too sad, because I'll just have those three movies to like repeatedly watch. But
yeah, it is, it's something I'm excited and a bit sad for it to be ending. I was hoping there would be way more movies in the future. And if James Gunn is listening to this podcast, hey, you've really been killing it. And you know, hope that if there's ever another like Guardian of the Galaxy special or anything Guardian Galaxy related, I hope he's on there, because he's really good at writing the script for it. And he's really talented in that. So yeah, that's just like my side little Marvel rant for you guys. But yeah, I've been watching that and it just makes me feel better. It brings me back to happier times. It's something that makes me feel better. It brings me to happier times. And I just find that anyone who watches their favorite movie or read their favorite book, it just shifts their thinking as well. And in going through those hard times, it can just give that moment of distraction and that peace of just not thinking about it for a split second and just enjoying one little moment in your day to just get away from whatever it is that you're dealing with for just that split second. I think it's just a good thing to give your brain a break, give yourself a break to just feel light again. Just if it's even just for an hour watching a film or an hour reading a book, it just does something to shift your focus, and more so it can even change the situation. You can even come back with a better perspective because you are no longer in your head so much and feeling overwhelmed. You can, if anything, you feel better and you're able to tackle the situation better just from taking a break from thinking about it so much. So that's something I want to encourage you guys to do, is just watch your favorite film or read your favorite book. And last but not least, I just would love to encourage you guys out there to take it one day at a time. I find time is rushing like crazy, and we are kind of running against it in some way. But I would love for you guys to just take a step back and take it one day at a time. I know it's easy said than done, but really try these things in the day you have. It is putting it into practice as against just saying it. Because it is just one of those things, like life happens. We all go through something that either causes pain or discomfort or anxiety or depression and many other things that we all feel that could be negative. But in fighting back with positivity, it's the fight is to live. The fight is to not allow these situations to keep you down and to make you feel as if everything is the end, you know, and that there's nothing else to look forward to. There's so much more to look forward to. You just haven't seen it. And I just would love to encourage you guys to just keep going. Take it one day at a time. Whatever you're going through, you're going to get past it. And I'm saying this for myself too, guys, because I need to say this and believe it. And I am saying it with belief because I know, you know, as God is my witness, like I lean on God and he helps me through these times. And I know if I ever look back on this podcast, I'm going to say, hey, I was going through a hard time, but I got through it with him. And even when I look at past on like other episodes where I mention I've gone through hard times, I can look back and say, you know what, those were hard times, but I got through it, and I really did through these different exercises to help me through them. And eventually when you realize you're not even hurting, or you're not going through the same stress anymore, or you're over it, it's all over, whatever it is you're going through, it's like that season has passed, and this one you're in right now, whatever it may be, it will pass. And it, the same thing I will say for myself, when I'm going through, it shall pass in the name of Jesus. Because honestly, guys, this is life and there will be trouble, but honestly, at the other side of it, there's always a brighter light. There's always hope to get us through these situations, and most importantly, positivity. Just stay positive. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. Please like and follow, share, and check out our merch store. Once again, we have some designs that are out now, and we hope you guys love them and can show your support this holiday by rocking some positivity. Thank you once again. See you guys next time. Bye.